time for the hot topic of the hour. An upset for Nikki Haley in Nevada last night, losing the primary to no one. Almost 63% of Republican primary voters selected none of these candidates instead of selecting Haley. Her campaign team trying to soften the blow. Watch.
We have not spent a dime nor an ounce of energy on Nevada. We made the decision early on that we were not going to pay $55,000 to a Trump entity that, you know, to participate in a process that was rigged for Trump.
Former President Trump's name was not on the Nevada primary ballot. Instead, he will take part in the caucuses tomorrow.
Just when you thought she couldn't fall any lower. Just when you thought that she had hit rock bottom. Nevada voters sent Hillary Haley an unmistakable message. We'll literally take nobody, no one, before we take you. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor. Here to help you think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. It was, without question, perhaps the single most humiliating political defeat in recent memory. Nevada held its GOP primary yesterday, which was purely symbolic. The real contest will be on Thursday when they'll hold their caucus, where Trump is expected to easily win every single one of Nevada's delegates. And so Hillary Haley, in an effort to get a symbolic win, put her name as the only real name on the primary ballot yesterday. And she lost! She was the only candidate on the ballot, and she freaking lost. She lost to the category, none of these candidates. In fact, none of these candidates got twice the vote that Hillary Haley got. Again, remember, Trump wasn't even on this primary ballot. Nevada voters voted 2-1 for nobody over Hillary Haley. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Gang, this is freaking gold. This is a comedy show. Can you even imagine what the Haley camp were like this morning, you know, when they had their briefing meeting? I mean, seriously, how does a morning briefing start after this? Ms. Haley, I don't know who you were sleeping with. I mean, I don't know if you were sleeping last night, but you know that Nevada thing where you were the only one on the ballot? Yeah, well, it didn't turn out so good. Hillary Haley has turned into a slapstick comedy at this point. Now, of course, Trump couldn't help himself. He took to Truth Social and wrote, bad night for Nikki Haley, losing by almost 30 points in Nevada to none of these candidates. Watch, she'll soon claim victory. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I just made this a one-woman race. Yeehaw! Now, obviously, Fox News, Murdoch Central, that's been shamelessly shilling for the warmonger Haley, they had to, shall we say, choke on this humiliating defeat. Here's a Fox panel admitting that this is now, despite Fox News' efforts to the contrary, fully Trump's party.
But look, I mean, this is not nothing. Cheryl, this is 26 delegates.
It is 26 delegates. And to be clear, voting for nobody on the ballot, it was all a vote for Trump. And by the way, right, there was a huge push in Nevada by his supporters to do exactly what they accomplished yesterday, because this is a statement that we are for we are for Donald Trump. We are not for Nikki Haley in this state, to be clear. So I understand why they avoided it. I understand the delegate issue. But at the same time, and look, she never went. So, I mean, are we surprised? No. But I think it shows you the power of the Trump apparatus at work right now. Because remember, it's not just Donald Trump. It is everybody else that is supporting his campaign. And this does show that there is a very strong game going on.
Yeah. Underneath
him.
Sorry. Next stop, South Carolina.
Hey, gang, you've seen how much UFC fighters love President Trump and how much he loves them. They're both fighting for faith, family, and freedom. And did you know that our camaraderie goes way beyond just fighting against wokeness? We can actually get the same pain relief that the fighters in the UFC get, precisely because a fellow patriot and good friend of this channel is precisely the one who provides that pain relief, and he's here to do the same for you. We all know that as we age, aches and pains are normal, but you know, gang, they don't have to be. And that's where the groundbreaking medical scientist Clint Winters comes in. Now, you've seen Clint on Fox. You've seen him on this show. Clint is a world-renowned health expert who's unveiled a natural pain reliever that's taking the world by storm. It's called Kano CB2. It's the 100% drug-free way to get full-body pain relief without dangerous meds, and it is the official pain reliever for the fighters in the UFC. So whatever you do, make sure to click on that link below right now and check out Clint's amazingly informative report on how ConocBT2 is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at a fraction of the cost of the pain pills. Click on that link below right now. There really is no way of spinning this humiliation. That was the conclusion of Politico. Not only has Nikki Haley now suffered her third double-digit loss in a row, but this latest loss, this loss to literally no one, none of the above, was by an astronomical 30 points. And literally hours before Trump dominates the Nevada caucus and wins every single delegate. Town Hall is saying it bluntly this morning. It's time that Hillary Haley's team stage an intervention. They have to somehow lock her in a room, presumably a padded room, and convince her that her narcissistic delusions of grandeur are over. Keep in mind, she barely broke 30% on a ballot where she was the only name on it. I mean, seriously, how utterly delusional do you have to be to keep going here? Or maybe we're missing something. Maybe she's not delusional. Maybe she's actually very smart. And she's very smart because she's figured out that the longer she stays in this race, what? The more money she makes. Laura Loomer is reporting that there's an LA fundraiser Nikki has planned. I believe it's for today. It purportedly features several Democrat mega donors. In other words, Hillary Haley, when all is said and done, has decided to turn TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, into a very lucrative business model. If that's really the case, then she's not delusional. She's just rotten to the core. She's just a corrupt grifter that found a cash cow among Democrats who are more than willing to pay her millions just so she could publicly trash Trump. And she's fully complying with those wishes. In the end, it looks like Nikki Haley is humiliating herself here for one reason, one reason only. Money. She's making a killing, raking in millions from Democrat donors simply to trash Trump. There's no other reason why she's doing this. The good news is that Republican voters are overwhelmingly tell her where she can stick her efforts at disparaging Trump and the MAGA movement. Given that she's down over 30 points in her own state of South Carolina, maybe her own voters will eventually be the ones to finally end this pathetic and cringeworthy charade. But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.